How are we leveling up in 2023? Let's discuss. Welcome to Princess and Scoundrel, where we take you along our scrappily ever after from Fantasyland to Tatooine and everything in between. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven.
And we're in season two of Princess and Scoundrel.
Did you hear that new intro music?
Sweet, sweet intro music. Huge props to Alton James, who made us a custom theme song.
Yeah.
He also did the theme music for Armor Party. And so we reached out and we were like, hey, we've been using royalty-free music.
We need to grow up.
We need to grow.
That was like the immediate grow up of like 2023 is get our own little jingle.
And it's so good too, because yes, we were the worst clients, yeah. I think. We were like, something like what we have.
but different. Like same, but different.
And then he came to us with this. He was like, well, let's do a princess theme and then into a scoundrel theme. And we're like, why didn't we think of that? Yeah. That's genius. And so I love it. It's really good. I still hear the old theme music in my head, but I really, really love
it. Well, I think that was the thing, like listening to it the first time, I was so used to like listening to our intro or the old one.
Right.
That it was hard to like imagine something else.
Yeah.
Because we had, you know, especially when you're editing it, you listen to it multiple times. And so it was like stuck in my head. But like now I think this is the one that's stuck in my head. So
it's so good. I'm so just really excited that it's ours. Yeah. Like nobody else has this music. We're not going to listen to YouTube and hear bum, 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 bum. This is just for us.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, if you are watching this on YouTube, you put together a whole new intro. We have an intro now.
Yeah, I changed it up a little bit.
You changed it up a lot of it.
To go with the new song.
Yeah.
So we upgraded there. And one of the things is, and I think it just kind of goes with the whole, like, what our conversation for this year is. And it was, it was a thing where I started, I'm trying to learn these systems, these programs.
Right.
So learning After Effects to make these intros and do all these different little stuff. But there are tools out there that you can buy, and there's resources.
Right.
So to avoid being stressed out, trying to worry about creating something like fantastic, brand new, there's resources there.
Yeah.
And so, it was one of those things,
like templates and things.
I stepped back and allowed myself to say, you know what, use these resources.
Right. And it looks great. Because you still had to like go find all the pictures and do all the things. And you worked on it more than I think you're letting on, but it looks really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you've already kind of mentioned it, and we've already mentioned it in our intro. What we want to talk about for this episode, it's the beginning of the year. It's a fresh start. It's a new chapter in our lives.
Yeah. And everybody has to have a quote unquote resolution.
You have to. It's mandatory.
No, and I think it feels like there's a clean slate.
Right.
I think that's typically why you want to do that. The resolution is like, it's a new year. I want to make this improvement, but one of the things when we started talking about, okay, what are these things that we want to do, these resolutions? And you kind of just like, no, I don't want that.
I don't like that word. I don't like the word resolution, because resolution means that there is a problem that needs to be resolved. And I'm not a problem, okay? I don't have a problem. But I don't want to look at myself as having problems that need to be fixed. I think we're in pretty good places as humans in general. We are decent. We're fairly healthy. We're okay. We're in a good spot, but there's always room for improvement.
Yep.
And so what are things that we can improve upon? So rather than New Year's resolutions, we call them New Year's intentions. So what are things that we're setting out to do this year to hopefully then look back a year from now and say, I set out to make changes in this area and I did it.
Yeah.
It's like a low bar. And here's the other thing is like, I also don't like setting like short-term goals because of like, just to explain, like, to me, a goal is very specific and measurable, and goals are great. But if you set a goal and then you don't meet it, you feel like a failure. And that's something that I learned over the last year. So for me, rather than like saying, for example, we hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube towards the end of last year. It was a goal we had in the back of our head, but we weren't like, we're that much closer to 1,000. We're that much closer to 1,000. It was like, okay, what are the things you need to do to hit that goal? And then let's start making improvements in those areas to reach the goal.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily about the destination. It's about the journey and just getting better along the journey.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's one of those things that just, again, it's your self-reflecting. I think the top one, and it may be more of like that, it's going to hit us hard, right? It's this, the hard hitting stuff. But last year, one of the things that I kind of set myself was being more conscious of other people's perspectives on things, just being open to other, you know, other people. This year, I want to be a little bit more self-reflective and be true to my emotions, right? I think one of the things that with, the, you know, just recently, like the holidays, they could be hard times for people because of either, you know, their past or things that have happened. And it becomes a difficult time, even though it's supposed to be such a joyous time.
Right.
Right. There's a lot of pressure that it has to be a happy time and everything has to be perfect.
Right.
And one of the things that, you know, from my perspective is I don't manage my stress or just emotions in general. Like one of the first reactions I have is to get angry. I don't, you know, if I'm sad, the first reaction is going to be me getting angry. not in sense of like, it's something like the fear.
Hulk out or anything.
It's a fear, but it's not the correct emotion to display whenever like something's wrong.
Yeah.
And that kind of like, you know, our recent trip we took, it was one of those like, you know, perfect weather, nothing on Disney.
Conditions were perfect.
Yeah. The kids were great. I hurt my foot.
And day one.
I hurt my foot the trip.
And how did you hurt your foot?
Because I was wearing uncomfortable shoes.
Bounty
all
hunting.
Yeah. It was my fault. You know.
You looked great, by the way.
Thank you.
Very dapper.
But it was one of those things that, you know, I got upset. I don't know why I'm getting upset. It's not your fault. It's not the kids. It's no one's fault.
No.
Like it's literally no one's fault, but I'm upset.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to accept help. So I'm getting upset that I'm not getting helped, but then I don't want to accept help. And again, I'm just not managing that well. And it's something that, again, I realize and I could see after the whole fiasco, I was at fault there.
You say fiasco. It wasn't that bad. But like to me, you say that you jump to anger when you get stressed. But on my side of it, you just kind of like shut down. So you may be like stewing and really angry, but you just kind of turn inward. And so you're not like, don't get it twisted. Like you're not yelling at everybody and like raging and like hulking out.
Yeah.
You get really quiet and you just keep to yourself. And so that was a big part of our trip was like, we weren't really communicating on that trip very well. And I had my own stresses on that trip because, you know, the last few times I've gone to Disney, we've been there to like, I went by myself. We've been there to like make content and make sure we're recording footage of things and doing these other things. And I had made plans to meet up with certain people that we needed to meet up with. But then we had the kids with us. And then you hurt your foot too. And so I felt guilty because I'm like, okay, I'm kind of taking time away from our family vacation because I need to go meet with these people and do these things and just like capture this and do this over here and make sure I'm documenting these things. And so I felt bad too. And so like, I feel guilty. You're frustrated about your foot and we just weren't talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't until like afterwards where, you know, it was like, I want to redo.
Yeah. We're like on our way to the airport and we're like, can we just do this whole trip over?
Forget that it ever happened. You know, just erase it from our memories. But yeah, again, I think one of the, you know, my intention for this year is to be more mindful also. Because like I was saying about during the holiday season, there's, you know, sometimes there's people that go through really hard times and look towards more darker places. And I think we need to be more conscious of those things and have conversations with our friends or family. And, or if it's, you need to talk to, you know, professionals, you need to talk to, you know, religious leaders or, you know, whatever you're more comfortable with, is have that conversation, because sometimes some people are going through things and you don't know until it's too late.
Right.
And I think that's one of those things you know, we have to be able to be comfortable talking about with, you know, our people, whoever it is, you know, yeah, whoever it is, you know, be able to have that conversation, because it sometimes it becomes too late. Yeah. So I think that's one of those things I want to, you know, be better about this year, is being able to communicate.
I think that's a good thing. And
like, I know it's like a heavy, very heavy start for the new year.
Bring down the vibes. But it's so important.
Yes, I think so. And that was one of the things that I really wanted to, you know, make sure we, again, start out right and being able to.
Right. And it's difficult. And it's a difficult thing to talk about, especially for like us, where we're trying to spread positivity, like with the Disney parks and with Star Wars and all of these things. You don't want to come out and be like, hey, kind of going through a phase, I'll check back in a couple weeks, but yeah, I'm just going to kind of turn inwards for a while. Like, we don't want to, it's a hard balance to figure out, like, what do you share about the struggles you're having? And then what do you just keep to yourself?
Yeah. And I think that it's not necessarily, you know, being able to, you know, go away from it, because if you need a break, you need a break. But again, the part that I'm more in my head thinking is, sometimes things happen so sudden and no one's aware. No one else is aware of it. And that's where it gets, you know, it's more impactful. You know, it impacts other people more, because you didn't know, and there could have been some way you could have helped, but
you don't know.
Yeah. So
just check in with your friends.
Yeah. And then check in with yourself. You know, just make sure you're staying healthy, staying, you know, mentally healthy.
Yeah.
So
I think along the lines of like mental health and mindfulness is like also managing your stress. And this is something that I definitely need to focus on this year, because I lie on my resume when I do say that I do well under pressure.
Well, no. Maybe it's like you do well under pressure, but not stress.
My intention is to do well under pressure. No, I actually do pretty well under pressure, but like stressful situations, I just get completely overwhelmed. And what I do is if something is stressing me out, then I think, okay, this thing is out of my control. Everything is out of my control. And I just like doom and gloom myself into this like snowball where I just cannot stop spinning. And I need to just like, I need to plant myself and just say like, okay, how do I fix this one little situation? Then let me take a step back and see, is everything else actually as terrible as I think it is? Or am I just like getting too wrapped up in my emotions that it's going to be okay? And that actually is one thing that I learned this holiday season. Like you said, man, the holidays are just like, they're weird times. And we don't talk about how weird the holidays are, but I got really stressed out this holiday season. And there were things that came up right before Christmas that were just out of our control. And I had a to-do list a mile long to get done for Christmas. And I'm very proud of myself, because I was like, you know what? These things down here at the bottom of the list, they're just not going to get done. And that's one of the things that I'm slowly starting to learn and want to continue with 2023, is just like, what was that book? Like, don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah. Just like, don't stress about the things that don't really matter. Like, if they don't bring you joy and like they're not going to bring somebody else joy, like, you know, obviously with Christmas and having a family, like there's things you do, but like the other things that maybe nobody else really cares about except you, like, do you really need to do that? And yeah. So I'm trying to just, let me focus on the things that really matter and the things that don't necessarily matter, like the 7 loads of laundry that haven't been folded. It'll happen. It's fine. Yeah. So just checking in with how we're dealing with stressful situations. And then, yeah, like you said, just mental health in general. I think that's a huge one. But my big intention for the year, and it's a big one for me, is setting boundaries.
Well, I mean, I think that kind of goes with...
It does. It goes
hand. That setting those boundaries are going to prevent you from having these other stressors.
Yes. So. And it's really... Setting boundaries is the avenue. It's the journey. The goal is to respect myself more. I am a people pleaser. Big time. And you know this. I don't know. That's just how I'm wired, is to be a people pleaser. And I have a lot of extracurriculars that I do that kind of are to make other people happy. And there was a point last year where everything in life was just ramping up all at the same time. And it got to be a lot for me. And I felt like I was overextended. And in that moment, in that time, I wasn't respecting myself. I was just going out of my way to make sure that everything was getting done. And it was the right thing to do. But that's because I hadn't really put safeguards in place to protect myself and my time well. So what I've been doing for the last few months, and see, it doesn't have to be a fresh start Jan 1. I already started. I'm already halfway there.
Yeah.
Started a few months ago in just setting boundaries for myself in lots of different ways. Started out small. I've been implementing new boundaries. Since then, I'm still implementing boundaries, but just trying to make sure that I am protecting myself, because all these extracurriculars that I do, I am so passionate about all of them. I love everything that I do. But when it gets to a point where, like, when everything was a lot last year, it started to feel like work. And I don't want it to feel, I don't want to not enjoy these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to keep being passionate about it. I don't want to get burned out. And that's my fear. It's like, I was so afraid that I was going to get burnt out on these things. And I feel so closely tied to a lot of the extracurriculars that I do now that I was like, if I get burned out, who am I anymore? And so being able to respect myself, respect my time and where I'm putting my focuses has really helped me, especially when we went into the holiday season, because like the year before during the holidays, I was working a ton. And this year I was able to just like slow down and we just relaxed and chilled. It was like, I really like took a break and it was nice. Yeah. It was really nice. I feel rejuvenated. I'm ready to get back into it, but that's my big one.
Yeah. So that I don't necessarily have a problem with setting boundaries.
You're good at it. I admire you.
But I will encourage you on setting your boundaries, and I will, I'll back you up.
Thanks.
So.
I know you support me.
Yeah, I support you.
You support me all the time. The next one also goes hand in hand with this. I hate when like we have these intentions, but they kind of like flow into one another.
I think that was the thing, is like when we started thinking like, okay, we had the idea of, here's our conversation. This is what we want to talk about. And it was almost like it was one thing, right? This is the main thing, but what are the other factors that could, you know, you make these micro changes to that could be the, you know, make that top thing work the best.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that next thing was kind of time management and organization.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love organization.
Yeah. I'm taking a page from your book, because I tend to, I'm, I don't know. It's weird because I tend to be organized, but very chaotic, you know, like a chaotic organized type of thing.
That's very accurate. Cause you're like, did you put it in the calendar? But then you're like, let's just go off on a whim. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So I have those like just kind of the two sides, but you know, one of the things that I wanted as far as organization for me, it's just kind of organizing my brain, is like getting my thoughts down. You know, any kind of thoughts that I have, if they're good, bad, or whatever, good, bad, ugly. But you know, sometimes I feel like I have ideas and I tell you about it. I mention it to you, or I don't even mention it to you. I just have this idea and I'm like, that's a good idea. And then I move on.
And that idea could have just like,
it could have been, but
it could have changed our lives.
it could have been, but again, I didn't write it down and it's in the wind now. But you know, again, I that's what I want to do is be more organized in that sense. And some of the other things too, is just like organizing, you know, the like the podcast, you know, cause there's, you know, the timing of things and discuss, you know, having discussions. And again, we have the ideas, but then we don't write them down. And so then when we get to it, it becomes more of a rush feeling to it, where we're like, okay, wait, what were we talking about? What were we going to do? So it's just being better about that. Just seeming more professional, I guess. That's what I want. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys don't see all the cracks.
Yeah.
Just beneath the surface. So for me, with time management and organization, like I said, I love it. But part of me starting to set boundaries is also like not double hatting at any given time. So if I'm working on my job, I'm doing my job. If we're working on travel, I'm doing travel. If we're spending time with family, we're just doing that. Like before, I would be like, oh, let me start dinner while I sit on hold and do this one thing. Because I love to multitask. I absolutely love it. But just trying to be more intentional with like being present in whatever it is that I'm doing. That's my goal for my time management.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, you know, when you were talking about that, it kind of got me thinking at one of the things that, you know, I have to self-reflect.
Okay.
And see that I love playing video games. And I could, cause I think it's because video games for me were just kind of that safe place. I'm being open right now. They were that safe place. They were always there for me. And I would spend a lot of time. And I still spend a lot of time playing video games.
Not as much as you used to.
No. I mean, again, because I have other priorities. But it could be one of those things that if you gave me a chance, I could play for a really long time.
Oh, I know.
So,
but really quick clarification, if I gave you a chance, well, you're your own person. You do whatever you want to do at any point. I'm never like, sir.
But no, but I mean like the whole idea of just like, you know, if anyone gave me a chance, just sit there and play video games.
Right.
I would play video games all day. But again, getting myself to say, you know what, I'm going to play for a little while, you know, put it away and focus on these other, you know, these other intentions, other goals that we have in mind. And that way I don't feel that I'm rushed to do these other things. And I think that's where the rushness comes from, is like, I could play one more game. I could play one more game. And then like, oh crap. Like, you know, I got to work on the podcast.
So that's one of the very key differences in like your character versus my character, is like, I am the type of person that's like, let me get all my priorities done and then I can have fun. But the problem is like, I keep finding more like we call them priorities in our house, but like chores, things that need to get done, and that it fills my day. And then I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, well, I guess I'll just doom scroll on TikTok for 30 minutes. Whereas you're like, it's my life. I'm going to have fun. I'll get the stuff done when I get it done.
Yeah.
And so we're both like, we probably need to meet more in the middle. Like, just put in the calendar, I'm going to play video games for an hour and 37 minutes.
It takes that long to log into a game. So
I wouldn't.
As soon as I put it on, like, okay, guys, I'm getting off.
See, I don't know how you and your games work, but it sounds complex.
It is.
I turn on Minecraft.
I try to keep the mystery so that way that you don't know like, what is going on?
That's what it is. It's not really that difficult. You're just like, oh, I couldn't get in today. The lobbies, they're so sweaty. Just the words I know that you say.
It sounds good. I thought you were one of the gamers.
Anyways, next intention. Our next intention, complete. What is it? So all this has been like kind of right brain stuff, right? Our next one's, is it left brain? It's the other side of the brain. We're hopping.
It's the creative side.
We're hopping. What are the brains? What's the brain? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. The lobes?
The lobes. We're hopping to a new lobe.
Okay.
This is how much I struggle with this. Creativity. I am so uncreative. I like to say that I'm my creative, because everybody's like, oh my God, you're so creative when you do this house stuff and you do these like, I'm heavily Pinterest inspired. I can look at something and I can see something and say, that's cool. I can put my own spin on that. You ask me to come up with something like fresh. Not going to happen. But I do want to be more creative this year. So for me, it is around leveling up my sewing skills. That's where I'm creative, is like creating these cosplays. Because as we learned in 2022, we like to cosplay.
Yeah,
that's a new thing for us. And so last year when I made the Betty Bantha costume, that was the first time I'd ever made like a full outfit from scratch.
That was a great one.
Thank you. I'm surprised it's held up as well as it has. I'm like, I made this. It went through the washer multiple times and it's still together.
I love that. That's your benchmark for like something that's so, you're like, I've put it through the wash multiple times.
It survived. But it's good. Just don't look too close. I want to level up so that it's good even if you do look close, because I have the highest of goals for my Star Cruiser costume. So we're going on a big Star Cruiser trip in May. Yeah. We've got a bunch of people coming with us. I'm like, I want my costumes to just be like super dope. And I've showed you my Pinterest board. And I'm so confident.
And I have all the faith in you. I know you could do it and you're going to be able to accomplish it. So,
and I'm this confident right now, but I know as soon as I go to the craft store,
you get one stitch wrong.
Oh my God. When you have to like rip out like a seam, it's the most deflating feeling in the world. You're like, oh man, I sewed the wrong side to the right. Like
the back side to the front side.
That's what it feels like. But yeah, so I'm very confident because I haven't started. I haven't sourced anything yet. And I know that it's going to be really stressful for me, but I don't want sewing to be that stressful for me, because that is kind of a release for me, is like to be able to create something with my hands and then hold it and be like, look, I did this.
That is a good feeling.
It's such a good feeling because like we took up leather working too. So I want to get better with like my leather working skills. I want to, because I'm not that creative, I want to be better at like the processes of creating something. It's a tiny little piece of creativity.
That's still being creative though. Okay. So
I admire you because you are a creative person.
Well, yeah. I mean, thank you.
I'll no big deal.
I'll accept that. But I think for that part of it, you know, one of the things I had mentioned to you is I want to start drawing again. And, you know, when I was younger, I used to draw a whole bunch and it just kind of fell to the wayside.
Yeah.
And I think because I used it as an emotional release of sorts. And I think that's how I want to be able to, you know, sketch and, you know, draw. Cause I never really have anything in mind when I'm drawing. It's more of just like a doodle or sketch or something. So it's just more to get, you know, that pen on the paper type of feeling.
The Apple pencil on the iPad.
Yeah. I mean, everything's digital now.
It is.
I think that's what I want to use that as, is just kind of to be able to get those, if there is feelings or anything out, get it out. And if there is creative juices there, hey, that's even better.
I'm in disbelief because I don't even, you just like, oh, maybe I just need to like get a doodle out. What is that? How does your brain work that you're just like, I need to draw this thing?
Well, I mean, when you say that, we are very different minded.
We are.
Because I remember there was one of the things that we were talking about, like songs. The first thing you hear are the words. Mm. The first thing I hear is you know, the tune. Like, I don't hear the words, and I can know every single one of the words, but I still won't hear the words. It's just like, that's how different our brains are. But, you know, for me, like, again, I could just start drawing shapes, and then it just turns into, you know, it's like clouds. You start just, you know, making shapes, and it becomes,
something. If you handed me like a blank sheet of paper and a pencil and you're like, just go, it would stay a blank sheet of paper.
But again, that's the thing, is like, I'm not trying to do, there's not that end. Like, this is not what it's supposed to be or what I want it to be. It's just, it starts out just me drawing shapes, and it becomes something. And then I add on to it and add on to it, and, you know, continue to, even when I get to a point where I think I'm finished, I'm like, what if I did this? What if I did that? So, and then the other part of it where I said I want to make sure I be organized is since it's digital, I could actually save it, because I know I have a very bad habit of just, once I'm done drawing, throwing it away.
Oh, I've fished many a drawing of yours out of the trash before. So, you probably don't even know all the stuff I've saved.
Yeah, I probably don't. I mean, it's real easy to just
crumple and go. So here's what is sticking out to me, like, just me talking about my stuff and you talking about your stuff, is you're just like, it doesn't need to be anything. I just need to like get this stuff out. It's just like a release for me. And my intention of creativity is like, I want to create a better end product. I don't want to stress so much, so I can just like create a better end product. And you're like, it just is what it is. It just needs to be what it was meant to be.
So if we could somehow just like through osmosis, our
like hand holding, if you would just hold my hand, maybe we could share our brains and we would be able to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
If only.
If only.
One day you'll hold my hand. Okay. So that leads us to our last intention, which it's a gimme. It's like a free space in bingo. It's on everybody's New Year's resolution list. But it's a little different for us because we put ours at the end of our list.
Well, I think the thing is, and it is to be more healthy, right?
Physically healthy. Physically healthy. We've already talked about the mental health. This is the physical side.
But yeah, to be physically healthy. And it kind of goes into part with all of it. You know, one of the ideas that we were kind of having is like, I'm not a gym person. I'm not like crazy about the gym. I'm sorry. You know, that's just not me.
See, I like the gym because there's only one thing to do there. So if I get dropped off at the gym, it's like, well, nothing else for me to do but work out.
You know, I actually saw there was an interview with, I think it was Terry Crews, and he was talking about that the what happens is like everybody comes into the gym, they're going hard and till they're dead tired. But he was like, one of those, what he would tell people is just come in and hang out for 30 minutes or whatever. Just look at the stuff, you know, don't work out at all. You know, come back again, don't work out, just hang out. But getting in the routine of going to the gym, you're there. So you're kind of like, maybe I'll work out. But your routine is just going, not even working out. So then you start working out, but just because you're like, well, I'm here, might as well work out.
So kind of like an incremental change, like we've been talking about, like just get in the habit of going and then increment up from there.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it may happen. It may be like, you know what? We need to dedicate this time or do whatever. Like it cuts it, you know, cuts us off from, you know, wanting to do something else and like, oh, well, I'm here to do this.
Yeah.
But just making, you know, a couple different, you know, choices. Maybe when we're having our meetings, we could have a walk at the same time and you know, do two things at once type of thing. So,
long as you commit to just walking during these meetings and not running, because I can never keep up with you when we go running. Like,
yeah, it's a weird thing that I'm able to just run.
It's weird. Yeah. I can run.
Well, no, it's like, you know, I don't run often, you know,
but when I do, I'm really good.
I think I'm able to just kind of like shut off, you know, my brain and just say, you know, my body just runs.
You have like really good determination when it comes to like physical things like that. Like when we're working on a house project, if we go for a run, you just like keep going and like I'm there and I'm running for like a minute and I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm going to throw up. But you just like push, you don't have that problem. And you're like, you've got it. Keep going. Take breaths. And I'm like, no. So I admire you for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's not me. So walking meetings can commit to that.
Okay. Okay.
And I would like to think that I'm the queen of like multitasking of working and walking, because I just know myself in that I will not carve out time specifically to work out. I've done it in the past. I've had some like good runs at it. Like I like to do yoga and that type of stuff, but just, I'm not going to, if I have the choice, I'm not going to like go to the gym.
You have to disguise it into something else.
Yes. I have to sneak it in, like sneaking vegetables into like spaghetti sauce. So last year I bought a convertible desk. So instead of having my regular desk that I would just sit at all the time, I have a standing desk, or can convert from sitting to standing. And then I went beyond that and bought a walking pad, which is like a walking treadmill. So it doesn't have the thing in the front and you just walk and work. And that's what I do now, is I just sit there, or I sit there, I stand there on my walking pad and I walk at like a very slow pace, but I'm getting steps in, I'm moving my body more. Definitely trailed off on using it at the end of last year. I was real good for a few months and then I was like, well, I'm tired.
And that was one of those things, you know, with that comment, is one of those things that I wanted to make sure that we kind of are here to back each other up and you know, help each other, is if we do fall off of whatever, you know, if I do bottle up and I stop drawing, is that's okay. You know, if it's, we don't do it every single day, that's okay. We, you know, get back on the horse and start over.
Right.
We didn't fail. And I think that's one of the things, is like when sometimes resolutions happen, is you failed, you know, you stopped doing it, you stopped working out, you did whatever. And so you quit. Like, okay, I'll try next year. And I think getting that out of your head of like, it's done, instead of saying, you know what, I fell off, I tripped, I fell, let's get back up and try it again.
Yeah.
And I think that's the mentality I want to have, is like, it's okay if we don't do it every day, if we don't have it perfect, if we're able to keep going and just make it a complete change where it continues even past this year.
Yeah. And we don't have to wait till next year or next month or even next week to like pick back up where we've fallen down.
Yeah.
Like just get back on it. Just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been really good on my walking pad this week.
That's good.
Hopefully I keep up with it.
Yeah.
But like, I just want to make small changes of like moving my body more, you moving your body more, because this is a joint intention that we have. And then just eating a little bit healthier too.
Yeah.
Like I just want to feel more confident.
Yeah. I mean, that's especially now that we're saying we're going to be cosplaying a lot.
Like, let's stay consistent so we can wear these cosplays all the time. but it just goes hand in hand, like with what you were saying, like our physical health is just as important as our mental health and all of the intentions that we're setting this year. Like we are just trying to be better balanced.
It's like
people,
it's just like that video game. You have your character and you have your stats. You gotta like not build on just one stat. You gotta,
okay,
you know,
a skill tree.
Yeah, like kind of like your skill. Well, the skill tree is a little bit different.
Oh, I played Diablo back in the day.
That's more of like your leather working, your sewing. Those are skills.
Yeah, okay.
So like this is overall stats. So like your strength.
Talk to me like I'm in a sim.
So you know, again, it's just where my mind goes. It's like, okay, I'm thinking video game. Like, let me level up. Or
I'm thinking like pie charts in my brain.
And that's just how different we are.
That's how different we are. I'm like, that'd make a nice spreadsheet. All right. Clearly, we've established we're very different people, yeah. But we work together very well.
Yes.
And we're going to be here to encourage each other to follow through with our intentions for the year. But I think that's a good place to wrap this episode up. So if you have any intentions or resolutions that you are setting off to achieve in the new year, let us know. We'll support you with it too, because we're all just here to make each other better.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Just like a better 2023.
Yeah.
And make sure you go check out the guys at Thank the Maker and Mike at Armor Party. And don't forget about Dano on YouTube.
Yeah. All right. Until next time.